All right, guys, it's Matthew Murray here for another Bible prophecy update on global events. It is now Labor Day, September 5th, 2022. I don't think I did an episode in August, and I apologize. I've been super busy with work and still have a bit of a leg and a lower back injury. If you could pray for me on that, I'd really appreciate it. It could be sciatica. I think it's stemming from an old car accident and possibly being overweight. Because when I deliver food, I'm in a 2019 Honda Insight, which is kind of sporty and low to the ground. And, you know, the older I get, it's not as great for my lower back. I may have to, if I can afford it, pray for me if I can afford it. Maybe I can get in a more comfortable car, like a Toyota Camry Hybrid. Okay, enough of that. I do apologize for not getting in here in August, but I've had a really rough summer, especially July and August. My birthday was good, but a week or two after that, I've been in a lot of pain and had to go to the hospital. So please pray for my leg, left leg, lower back, circulation issues, and of course, so my health and my finances. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, obviously we have a lot to talk about because I haven't been on here, I don't think, since the month of June. I just turned 52 on July 1st. And like I said, it's been a crazy July and August with everything going on with my health and finances. And my dad had to go to the hospital, and he's 95. My mother passed 7 years ago, but my dad's still alive. So please pray for my dad as well, that he survives. And if anything does happen to him, I did get to pray with him on his cell phone. But if anything does happen to my dad, please pray that he enters the heavenly kingdom of our Lord. I do have a lot of concerns about him because I don't think he officially left the Catholic Church. But he's a good man, good provider, and I'd like to definitely see him, my dad, in heaven. Okay? So what are we going to talk about today? Okay, so global events, there's a lot going on. I need to try to focus on a few things so we're not going all over the place, but it's really, really hard to keep up with end time prophetic events because they're all converging and happening so fast. So to the people who are all about, you know, being specific, I understand, but I also have to get out a lot of information that y'all can break down. You can break down the audio at a later time with your family or friends. Okay? So, again, please pray for me, my dad, my family, and also world events, because it's getting very tense. I think the first thing I want to talk about before we get into all the wars and things going on overseas, I want to talk about Rosh Hashanah that's coming up. I want to say September 24th. Of course, it all converges with the clock of Israel, of course, because that's the holy land of the Lord's. So, but September 24th, basically what it is it's the new year on the Hebrew calendar, okay? So, we're currently in the Hebrew calendar year 5782, and we're about to roll over into the Hebrew calendar year 5783. All right, and it's also converging with this Rosh Hashanah, the global reset, which of course we all know the evil ones have their own global reset, and they're trying to use things against us. We all know that. The battle of good versus evil. And by the way, if I haven't recommended this book, I want to give you guys a book recommendation. Well, number one, Jonathan Cahn's books are excellent, but I also wanted to mention 101 Weapons of Spiritual Warfare. I think you can find it on Amazon. Highly recommend you get that. But basically what's going on is I've been focusing a lot on broadcasters like Bo Pony. B-O is his first name, Bo, and then the last name is P-O-L-N-Y. He is a gold forecaster, but he also delves into the Hebrew calendar as it relates to world events. He's very smart. And he's been talking very heavily about September 24. Many of you are asking me, well, what does this really mean? Is it really just the calendar well, it is the calendar turning over, but there's a lot of things converging to at the same time. I mentioned the global reset. The evil ones have their own agenda, and God has his own agenda. So all the Lord needs is a 24-hour time period to turn things around for the better and save humanity, okay? Now, if you've been paying attention, yes, there's been a lot of bad things going on. Technically, we have two presidents. We have both Trump and Biden. And we all know, well, I'm not going to try to get into the political debate, but I am a Trump supporter. And I do believe that, you know, Biden cheated courtesy of Obama. I mentioned before, the Bible codes indicate that Obama is the Antichrist. And only the Lord can alter Bible prophecy. In other words, if the Lord decides to stop the evil, which is based on what the fallen angels are doing with their free will, he can do that. But he can also rapture the righteous believer and then allow for the world to descend into chaos. Because at some point in time, it's quite possible that the age of grace basically will come to an end. But the Lord only needs one 24-hour time period to reverse all the evils that are plaguing humanity and this world. For instance, the Lord has been doing a lot of great things, if you haven't noticed. He has been stopping the child trafficking. He's been exposing that. He is basically stopped abortion and turned it back to a state issue, which is probably where it should be, not a federal issue, so that the states decide on the abortion. And honestly, that's going to save a lot of lives. I think the Lord is happy about that. Obviously, he wants to save all babies, as do I. I'm against abortion in all situations. So, but the ironic thing is, when they overturned Roe v. Wade, which was the 1973 Supreme Court decision about abortion, that happened exactly 7 days before my birthday on July 1st. So that was on June the 24th. Okay, because remember, there's only 30 days in June. My birthday fell on July 1st, 1970. Okay. So 7 days before I turned 52, the Lord overturned Roe v. Wade. That was a major blessing and a major turning point for America, taking the curses off of America. Okay? So that's one of the major reasons a lot of people think that the rapture could happen this fall, instead of waiting till next year or a future year, because time is very urgent. So, again, the Lord only needs 24 hours to reverse all the evil that's been going on out there. Okay, we're going on 10 minutes. What else did I want to say? So, with Rosh Hashanah, the New Year in Israel, it's going to be 5783. Okay, so, I know Trump is not perfect, but Trump, I believe, is being... I believe the Lord is supporting Trump in a lot of ways. He's also trying to straighten him out in a lot of ways. But let's face reality. I do think, you know, he's a lot better than Joe Biden. Joe Biden has been an absolute disaster for America. They cheated in the election. Biden is taking orders from Antichrist Obama. He's been a nightmare for the economy, not allowing us to properly access our oil reserves to keep gas and oil at low prices. So it's caused this whole debacle of natural resources and issues and problems with Russia, Europe, and Ukraine. And I'll get into that, but what I want to say first is that everyone is praying and very anxious for Rosh Hashanah and to see what's going to happen here in September. Some folks say it could even be 9/11, which, you know, some people say, you know, Christ could have been born at 9/11 or in the springtime, but probably wasn't born at December. Maybe that was his conception. Irregardless, the Rosh Hashanah time frame is very significant. And there was, when it comes to Jubilees, Jubilee is like a blessing based on a 50-year time period, which often reflects good things that a country has done, and then the Lord heals the land, heals people, reverses evil, and all sorts of things like that. So, Bo Pony and people like Julie Green Ministries, they don't talk as much about the negative stuff that a lot of the other prophecy people talk about. They're talking about that, you know, even though they're trying to move to a cashless society, that there's going to be a lot of blessings, and that the mark of the beast is going to be delayed, and that somehow they're going to probably have to get into a gold and silver backed treasury or economy, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, and possibly switching to Bitcoin or some type of you know, digital coin or regular coin that's backed by gold and silver. At any rate, it's basically a clash between good and evil, because we all know that the evil ones, they want Armageddon in Israel, they want global depopulation, they want us sick and dead and dying and damned, and they want the mark of the beast. They want world control. And I even heard that the Pope has been withdrawing his gold reserves from the United States. Now, keep in mind, some of those gold reserves could be left over from the stolen gold reserves that were stolen from the Jews in World War II. Because I do not believe that all of the Jews got their gold back post-World War II. So keep that in mind. And that could negatively affect our economy as well. And then our economy has been ravished, especially gas prices, because of what's going on with Russia, Europe, and Ukraine. In Europe, for example, they are very codependent on Russia, providing them with oil and gas. Excuse me. And Europe has had to turn to basically hunting for firewood, and there's been a lack of firewood because so many people are trying to access, you know, trees and wood and natural resources. So pray for the people of Europe. pray that cooler heads prevail in Europe and Russia and Ukraine, and that the child trafficking is stopped and prosecuted, and that the righteous can stand up like David and take on the enemy. Because the enemy always thinks that they have us outgunned, but remember the story of David versus Goliath, okay? And it only takes the Lord one 24-hour time period to reverse evil, prosecute the evil ones, have them prosecuted, and restore righteous leadership like Trump. Even if it's for a temporary time period, 2, 3, 4 years, okay? I truly believe that there is going to be another reprieve before the tribulation and all hell breaks loose. But at the same time, there's a lot of indications that are showing the tribulation is getting ready to start probably by November, which coordinates with our election. So what we're doing is we're praying against evil. We're praying for justice. We're praying that the tribulation does not start, that it's canceled, and that people can get food and gas and earnings and be able to survive. But most importantly, we want as many people in this world to get saved by Yahweh and Yeshua so that they can access eternal life, whether it be through the rapture or the eventual second coming, which I don't think the second coming is coming to the 2030s, but it all coordinates with what's going on the dark side. The dark side wants Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, which, you know, they want to poison our food, they want to depopulate the world, they want to control everything. And Armageddon is not only about four world superpowers fighting over resources, Israel, and control of the world. It's also going to be that these demons, well, they're some righteous soldiers, but many of these countries and demons actually think they're going to fight against the Lord in stopping the Lord's return, which is absolutely ridiculous. Because the Lord can easily come in the spirit and they wouldn't even see him. So it's absolutely ridiculous. They're trying to fight against their own creator and they're going to lose. Okay, so I keep emphasizing that what Bo Pony says, the Lord only needs a 24-hour time period to reverse all the evils that are going on. And then I do believe that there is a strong chance of rapture this year. Now, that's not to say it couldn't happen next year. But I think there is a sense of urgency for the rapture to be before 2024. Not only because of world events and the federal election and all those things going on, Trump trying to come back into power, we're trying to prosecute the deep state and stop the evil ones from destroying America and forcing us into this Nazi-style global government, okay? But regardless, the Lord tells us not to be fearful of man, but to have a righteous and healthy fear of the Lord. Okay? So, when we study prophecy, let's not just be constantly biting our nails worried about nuclear war. Let's put our faith in the Lord and His prophecies, because remember, they are the prophecies of Yahweh and Yeshua. They're not the prophecies of Daniel or Isaiah or Ezekiel. Those men were the Lord was speaking through those men. Those men were part of His creation back in Bible times and in BC times. All right, so we're now going on 20 minutes here. But I want to emphasize that, you know, we've seen blood moons, we've seen the signs in the heavens over the past 7 years. Antichrist Obama was in the White House for 8 years. He's ready to go into global government along with the false prophet Pope. And they're eventually going to try to take over Israel and take over the world. But we are praying that the Lord intervenes and saves us from all this evil. Because you can see that even if America and Israel and the world gets a jubilee and gets major blessings, and that a lot of the evil is reversed, there's still a very strong chance that whether there is a rapture or not, that the evil ones could somehow make a second comeback and fulfill the prophecies that were originally translated from God to the prophets in the books of Daniel, Revelation, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and the others. So again, remember, just like a river or a stream can change, if the Lord wants to change his own words of prophecy, he can change it, okay? Because a lot of things depend on faith and people repenting. Now, I'm not talking about the fallen angels. The fallen angels can never go back to heaven, so they can never repent. And many people ask, well, then why doesn't God just stop them? Because he also gave us free will. And he wants the world to learn about the salvation and what Jesus did for us on the cross. Okay? Another issue with the river Euphrates, there's an old prophecy about the Euphrates River drying up in the end times, and that's happening now. But there's also another prophecy about certain angels that were locked up underneath that dried up Euphrates River by the Lord himself, that are going to be released in the end times. So we have that issue. We have the possibility of demons coming out of the pit. And, of course, the CERN project. You all know the CERN project. The evil ones are trying to dig into the core of the Earth and somehow release demons or creatures from hell. So, then the other issue is that many of us still are not positive on what is the mark of the beast. You know, is it the vaccine or is it something else coming in the future? My personal opinion is that the vaccine is poison. It's a form of genocide. It can definitely, possibly alter your DNA, definitely hurt you. But I do believe that you can be forgiven for taking that vaccine, but you should never take the vaccine at the same time. So I would say do not take the vaccines. Do not take the boosters. If you have taken it, you're going to need to pray and repent on a daily basis. And there's also a strong chance that the Mark of the Beast could be something else coming up in the future, like some sort of digital chip related to a tattoo or an injection. To my knowledge, the vaccine did not have any type of devices in there, but It could have altered the DNA or possibly been some sort of 5G signal source. I don't know. But I definitely think it's a form of genocide. We saw a lot of pro athletes that were dying, and people were dumbfounded. But this is part of bio warfare and what is it called? Lateral warfare, I believe, something like that. And this is definitely part of the end times. Evil men using technology and healthcare to not better mankind, but to hurt mankind, destroy mankind, and possibly damn mankind. So we need to pray that people stop blindly trusting doctors and nurses and vaccines and boosters and things like that, because there probably is going to come a time before or after a rapture that a real mark of the beast that controls buying and selling is going to come out. And it's probably going to be tied to your crypto or something like that. And a lot of people are going to end up taking it because they're going to be gullible towards... They're not going to want to be poor, homeless, and not be able to feed their babies. But if you lose your eternal soul in the process, and your eternal soul ends up in hell, and you can't escape hell, and you're physically tortured in heat that you can't handle forever, you're going to live in eternal regret away from the Lord. And, well, it's going to be a living hell. I mean, to my knowledge, the Lord does not destroy hell and save people from hell. Now, that could change in the future. But your best bet is obeying the Lord, not taking the mark of the beast or any type of vaccine, and doing the right thing, and surviving as best you can, as long as you can, until you either die naturally, you're raptured, you reach the second coming, or, you know, God forbid, you're put to death by evil authorities or beheaded. Of which case, as long as you haven't taken the mark of the beast, if you are beheaded, your relationship with Christ and your trust and faith in the shed blood of Christ saving us from our sins is what's going to get you into heaven. So on Judgment Day, you're not going to want to be bragging about things you've done if you've been working as a pastor or an official prophetic office, things like that. You're just going to want to bow down before the Lord, you know, please let me love, serve, and worship you in eternity, and be humble like a child, and let the Lord make his righteous decision. Because if you've done the right thing, I'm not saying judgment is going to be based on works, anything like that, but works can give you rewards in heaven. And so you definitely want to exhibit your faith and your trust in the Lord in order to cross over into his heavenly kingdom. Alright, so we're getting close to 30 minutes here. See how much more information I need to talk about here. Let's see. So we're entering a very, very important time period where the New World Order, they're in a state of desperation, and they think they have all their ducks in a row, but they really do not. So we all need to pray that the Lord stops the New World Order and that we get raptured out of here. Because if we do get raptured out of here, I know if I make it into heaven, I understand that evil things could happen on earth after we make it into heaven. But, you know, it's not just about escaping evil. It's about an eternal relationship with Christ. Because, you know, we are going to be going back and forth, I believe, between heaven, which is in the fifth dimension, and Israel. And there's going to be a good 10-year time period where we're going to be intervening in the spiritual warfare that's going on in Israel. So we need to be prepared for that. We're not always going to be struggling in these flesh suits you know, worried about a mortgage or rent or a car or money or sports or vanity or responsibilities or whatever it is people are toiling about and worried about on a daily basis. Because heaven is going to be the opposite of that. It's going to be about love, helping each other, and worshiping the Lord 24/7. So, I need everyone to understand how important this time period is that's coming up. If, for any reason, the internet is shut down, I may not be able to broadcast. So, if you download these episodes and somehow save them or record them, you'll have access to them. And it can build your faith. And I'm not asking you to just focus on me. Focus on other people that are saying the right things. But my point is, we could very well be going through some tough times. And I've been prepping now for 5 or 10 years. No, I can't. There's a lot of things I cannot buy because, you know, I'm on a very limited budget, and there's things that I want that I can't afford. You know, I'd love to have a small house instead of renting a room. I'd love to have a little small motor home and a new vehicle, maybe an ATV, but these things may not happen. So all I can do is pray, but more importantly is saving my soul, praying for the rest of you guys, and praying for the world. That people come to their senses, because, you know, Obama and the Pope and the New World Order, they don't care about us, okay? They just want us dead, sick, dead, and damned to hell. They don't care about us. They already know they're going to hell because they're fallen angels. Some of them might be in control of torturing people in hell. But that's nothing to aspire to. So, again, let's simply pray against evil. Stick with Yahweh and Yeshua. And realize that this time period that we're entering is very, very important for us to focus on surviving in what I call non-traditional ways. In other words, there could come a day when you can no longer work because everything's so expensive, or the internet shut off and electricity shut off. Things can change in a heartbeat. And we're praying for these evils to be reversed, and we're praying for rapture. But we also need to be conservative and plan for the worst. And that's my best advice, is to plan for the worst and pray for the best. And never forget what the word Maranatha means. It means come quickly, Lord Jesus. Okay? So God bless you all in this time period. If I can try to get on before or during Rosh Hashanah, I certainly will. And if there's breaking news of good things going on here in America or very important global news, I'll try to get back on. But pray for legitimate world peace, whether it be Israel, America, or the rest of the world. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. Thank you.